USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is reacting to news that New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo has resigned. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying that President Biden is proud of the women for coming forward and that the governor's resignation is the outcome the president wanted.
Our view is that this is a story about these courageous women who came forward, told their stories, shared their stories, and an investigation overseen by the Attorney General that, of course, concluded today in an outcome that the president called for just last week.
The Senate approving a sweeping infrastructure bill on Tuesday, the measure easily passing on a vote of 69 to 30. The bipartisan measure covers roughly $1 trillion in spending on infrastructure upgrades, including highways, bridges, and public transportation. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
An arrest is made in Chicago after a police officer was killed over the weekend.
The Chicago Police Department reported Monday two brothers were arrested for the fatal shooting of Chicago police officer Ella French over the weekend. 21-year-old Amante Morgan is charged with first-degree murder. His brother, 22-year-old Eric Morgan, was charged with unlawful use of a weapon and obstruction of justice. Although they have the most stringent gun laws in the country, David O'Neill Brown, superintendent of police in Chicago, says thousands of guns have been confiscated off the streets this year alone.
So far this year, Chicago police officers have recovered 7,536 guns. That's a 23% increase over the same period a year ago.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Johns Hopkins University reporting 184,346 new cases of COVID-19 and 492 deaths on Monday. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A congressman in Arizona is taking action against a member of the Biden administration as the border crisis continues.
Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs says he plans on filing articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He made the announcement late last week, citing his department's handling of the migrant crisis at the southern border. Biggs tells Newsmax TV that he recognizes there's a small likelihood of removing Mayorkas from office with the GOP in the minority in the House, but that Democrats in border states may be persuaded to hold a hearing.
Well, the goal is to do two things. It needs to heighten the awareness of the crisis. This has gone beyond cataclysmic, quite frankly, and the left-stream media is ignoring it, and the administration's ignoring it. So we have to put pressure there. There are Democrats who, whether they be in Texas, there's some in Texas that are really concerned about the border, and there are also others that are in swing districts. They have to weigh carefully, do they allow this to continue, or are they going to face the music? And so that's why this is going to go. And I think it's so important because if we get a hearing on this, I think Secretary Mayorkas cannot answer the questions that he needs to answer. There's no defense for the action they've taken.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Nearly 110 active wildfires are burning across the United States. Montana leading the way with 23, Idaho has 20, Washington has 17, and California and Oregon have been heavily impacted by raging infernos as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.